I've been asked about the worship of the deity, which in India is commonly known as Ladu Gopal. Ladu means a small round sweet, and Gopal means Krishna. Ladu Gopala. In Bengali, better know him as Nani Gopal. Nani is a Bengali word for butter. Say that in... No, I think it's only in Bengali. It's probably a shortened version of Navaneet, which is... Navaneeta is a Sanskrit word for butter. So it's a well-known deity of baby Krishna crawling and in one hand holding a ladu, a small sweet, small round sweet, or it may be conceived that he's holding a lump of butter also. So the question is, well, should we worship this deity, very widely worshipped and very popular in India, especially women like to worship and think of Krishna with a motherly sentiment. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Philosophy or the who is worshipable in our Gaudiya Sampradaya is summarized. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesitanyas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramyaka Chiddu Pasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita. What's the next line? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Na Para. This is a summary of what is the Gaudiya outlook, that we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, specifically as Krishna in Vrindavan, and we recognize that the topmost mode of worship of Krishna is that of the gopis of Vrindavan. We recognize Srimad Bhagavatam as the topmost evidence, topmost Vedic evidence, and the topmost goal of life, the attainment of Krishna Prema. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, and this we accept to be topmost and not any other. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya points to Vrindavan and specifically to Radha Krishna worship. And our whole Sampradaya is molded on that. There is also within our Sampradaya a whole section of worshipping Krishna in the mood of friendliness, of cowherd boys, but that mood which was brought by Nityananda Prabhu, that section seems to have largely in course of time faded away. So that is the goal of our Sampradaya. Now, the worship of Krishna as a child is particularly promoted in the Vallabh Sampradaya, and we'll find also it's very common throughout India that even when people are married, they may give child Krishna deity as a gift to worship. But that is not the mood of our Sampradaya. So people can do so, but it's largely a sentimental kind of worship. It's not based on, not based so much on proper understanding But it is a sentimental feeling that Krishna is my child, which is also good to worship Krishna. In some ways it's good to worship like that. But without a clear understanding, we're going to end up with scenarios like this, which I heard approximately 40 years ago from a godbrother of mine who, he told me of one lady in Calcutta. He was preaching among the respectable, the higher class people of Calcutta. And one lady had told him what a great devotee of Krishna she is. They generally use the name Gopal or Lala, which is a Hindi term, which means like a darling child. See, I do everything with my Lala. It means the little deity of the crawling Krishna. See, even I watch my favorite TV programs and I put him on the seat next to me on a cushion and we watch TV together. Krishna's a family member, a young baby, but this is a misunderstanding. Krishna, to put Krishna in front of the television. I like it, so Krishna must like it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's important teaching, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, I one of his disciples told me, that's one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, he had said that even if all the Vedic literatures were lost, there's just one verse that captures the essence of everything, and everything can be reconstructed from that. Which verse is that? The verse of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam? It's a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He cited this verse. Atmendriya priti vancha tare vale kam krishnendriya priti iccha dhare premana. The desire to satisfy our own senses is called kama. Kama means desire, and is generally equated with material desire. One of the three gates to hell, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That which binds us in this material world. And the desire to satisfy Krishna's transcendental senses is called prema, love of Godhead. So it's very difficult to instruct people or bring people up who get into that mode of sentimentalism, worshipping Krishna like that. If they are to do so, maybe they should join the Vallabh Sampradaya and be instructed by them. But they don't give instruction much, hardly, to their followers. At least one devotee told me that he got Brahma Sambandh, which is the word they use for initiation, from the family guru in the Vallabh Sampradaya. And then when he went to ask him a question, the guru became annoyed. Why are you asking me questions? Understanding is not promoted there. Of course, they do have scholarly section also, but most people are just expected to worship the deity and that's about it. So, it's not part of our Gaudiya Sampradaya. It's not impossible, but our process is by Sankirtan, chanting the holy names, worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So I don't recommend it. Mostly people take it up as a sentiment which is mixed with all kinds of material desires. And of course, any way that anyone takes up to Krishna consciousness is conducive. But it's very difficult to guide people to come up to a higher platform. So I don't recommend it any more than so many things. I was just talking about Vedic culture, which we have to follow, but we have to know what to follow also. Otherwise, you don't just say, oh, okay, I'm following Vedic culture, but then we have to follow according to our guru, according to our sampradaya. That's another whole thing. That there's this ridiculous idea being invented that you make Srila Prabhupada your guru, even though he's not personally present in the way that he was previously to give initiation. So they just cut the guru. The central central point of Vedic culture that everyone has to have a guru, but that means you have to follow, you have to take instruction, and they don't like it. So they think that no one's worthy, no one's good enough to be my guru, only Prabhupada, who's not there to correct all your nonsense. So Ladu Gopal worship, probably that will spread as Krishna consciousness spreads throughout the world. So many funny ideas will go along with it, and not everyone will want to take it as it is and strictly and follow the sampradaya. So that may increase, but for those who are newly coming to Krishna consciousness, I would tell them, look, you want to get into it seriously, you take up this process as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which doesn't include Ladu Gopal worship. Then you go to Vallabh Sampradaya. If you can find someone to instruct you to give up sense gratification and surrender to Krishna there, well, all very good. We'll be very happy. But I couldn't say offhand who that person might be, if there is anyone who can instruct clearly. Practically, the real culture of Krishna consciousness in the modern age has been given very clearly by Srila Prabhupada. If we follow him, we'll do very nicely. Hare Krishna.